This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
On the Tuesday of Dot Astronomy, we had Hack Day, where people dispersed into different groups and worked on different projects. One of those is Rob Hollow from CSIRO Astronomy and Space Science in Australia. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you, Stuart?
Okay, and can you just tell us quickly about the project that you worked on?
Yeah, so we were working on a thing called Eavesdropping from Parks, and as part of the Pulsar Parks project, we have students observing pulsars in real time using the 64-metre Parkes telescope. We've got a live web monitor where the data streams out, and we thought it'd be really interesting to sort of see other ways of interacting with that data, apart from the visual. So we were using software we learned on the Monday to go and try and see if we can get some sounds and how that sounds across some of the different data windows that come out. So it was a lot of fun.
And so what exactly did the interface look like that you came up with? I mean, it was a very limited amount of time, so it's not going to be very polished. Yeah.
Well, we haven't got so much of an interface at the moment, but basically we just took some examples or screen grabs of some of the images from the data that we've got, and we're seeing how they sound using these software. But ultimately, it would be really nice and something we can work on over the next few months to take it, and so that perhaps whilst the data's coming live, you'll be able to click on a window, go on the web browser and move the little cursor across and actually hear what the sound
was.
So
it was actually when you moved your cursor that the sounds appeared, yeah. And it converted the radio astronomy data into sound.
Well, it's actually taking the signal from the JPEG. We saved it as a JPEG. As you move it across, you get the different sounds and the different intensity. So we were playing with when we got some radio frequency interference on the different types of data and seeing if we've got any interesting sounds. So it's a work in progress. We've got lots more to play with, but it's a lot of fun.
It's good, and I enjoyed the one where, as you moved your mouse around, it sounded like R2-D2.
Yeah, it's a real sci-fi sound in keeping with the theme.
All right, thank you very much. We'll let you get back to the conference.
Thanks, Stuart.